People in Toledo, Ohio, can again use their tap water. Late last week, the city told them not to even turn on their faucets because of toxins in Lake Erie. Experts detected algae blooms on the lake. What they indicate to Harvey Bootsma is that too much phosphorus has entered the water. Bootsma is an associate professor at UWM's School of Freshwater Sciences. He says the Great Lakes states thought the problem ended decades ago, but it's back.
Well, phosphorus is an essential nutrient that all plants and animals need to grow. And so the best way to look at phosphorus is like the fertilizer you put on your grass or your garden. It's essentially the same thing. You put that fertilizer on, which contains nitrogen and often phosphorus, to make your plants grow faster, and it does exactly the same thing in the lakes.
What kind of regulations are in place to try to limit these deposits of nutrients?
Phosphorus was a big problem in the Great Lakes back in the 60s and 70s, and a lot of measures were put in place to reduce phosphorus loading to the Great Lakes. And they were largely successful. The quality of water in the Great Lakes improved dramatically in the 80s and 90s. It's kind of interesting now to see that problem that we thought we had solved coming back again, either due to things like invasive species like the zebra and quagga mussels in Lake Michigan, which are completely changing the way phosphorus works in the lake, or to situations like Lake Erie where agriculture has continued to increase in intensity, and so we're now putting more phosphorus on the land than we were back in the 60s and 70s. So a problem that we thought we had licked has come back to haunt us again, and we're kind of going back to the drawing board in some cases to figure out how we can solve this problem once again.
Now, we've got a lot of farms in Wisconsin and a Great Lake here. Is this a problem that we might have to face someday, those of us who use Lake Michigan water?
Lake Michigan's not in quite the same situation as Lake Erie. And there's a couple of reasons for that. The Lake Erie watershed is more heavily populated and more heavily cultivated than, on average, the Lake Michigan watershed. And Lake Erie, especially the western end of Lake Erie, is relatively shallow. And so the nutrients that enter the lake remain at a fairly high concentration once they enter the lake. Whereas in Lake Michigan, which has a greater depth, nutrients enter the lake, but they get diluted quite a bit once they're in the lake. So you don't see the high concentrations in Lake Michigan that you do in the shallow western basin of Lake Erie. At the same time, we do have some problems in Lake Michigan that are related to phosphorus. Many people who live or play close to the lakeshore are probably familiar with nuisance algae blooms that occur in Lake Michigan and often wash up on the shore late in the summer, creating the bad smells and the bad scenery that many beachgoers are familiar with.
They have lifted the water ban in Toledo. What happens to the algae that suddenly, you know, in 24 hours, the water's not dangerous anymore?
Yeah. There's a few things that can affect both the outbreak of an algal bloom like this and then its disappearance. One is how rough the lake is or how calm the lake is. When the lake is calm, this algae tends to rise to the surface, and so you get these very concentrated green slicks on top of the lake. It can look like someone poured a bucket of green paint on top of the water. And if that happens close to a water intake, then you get very high concentrations of algae, as well as some of the chemicals and toxins that this algae can produce being sucked into those intakes. So what could cause the ban to be lifted is if there's something like a shift in wind direction that starts to blow all this stuff offshore, or if the lake starts to mix more due to high winds and it dilutes the stuff throughout the water column.